Pen name Fulcrum. Written by Two C's and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars Rebels fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Alexander Kallus / Zeb Aurelios. Summary. A new romance from an amateur and anonymous author has hit the HoloNet, with its scathingly accurate depiction of the Empire, nuanced and varied portrayal of defection, staunch rebel sympathy, action, adventure, and escapist romantic storylines. Heart's Rebellion hits all the right targets to make it the talk of the galaxy. Even the crew of the Ghost aren't impervious to its appeal. Now, Kallus must watch as his secret passion for romance stories becomes the Rebellion's favorite new obsession. Featuring Kallus's fictional romance, the Ghost crew as family, and Kallus's very real romance with one Garazab Aurelius.
I can't say the words out loud, so in a rhyme I wrote you down. Now you live through the ages, I can feel your pulse in the pages. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I have written you down now, you will live forever, and all the world will read you, and you will live forever.
Chapter 1. TK-973 had never seen a being so beautiful. The Twi'lek elbowed one of the raiders in the face, their weak face shield crunching into their nose on impact. "I thought the Empire was here to restore peace," she snarked, eyes flinty and full of fire. "Does this seem peaceful, Sir Stormtrooper?" "Wreck," TK-973 blurted. "Against protocol, against sense." The helmet did nothing to disguise the way his voice cracked, throat tight with the veritable storm of feeling just looking at this being caused within him. He'd never been so glad to have been separated from his squad and the sharp gaze of Lieutenant Tull. "My name's Wreck." The Twi'lek quirked an eyebrow at him, incredulous and assessing. A stray bolt of blazing red blaster fire scoured the wall behind her, sending out a flare of sparks that highlighted her bright yellow eyes and blue skin. "All right, Wreck. Is that weapon just ornamental, or..." Called to action, Wreck took aim and fired. The shot went wide. "Guess it is," she mumbled, unimpressed. Compelled by a need to prove her wrong, to show off, to keep them safe, Wreck yanked his helmet off and threw it to the ground in a way that he knew would have him facing serious disciplinary action should his superior ever find out. He shouldered his blaster and breathed out slowly, firing on the oncoming raiders. As several bodies fell, the Twi'lek turned a surprised smile on him, eyes darting over his newly exposed face. "Okay, you've sure shown me," she chuckled, low and melodic. "I'm Wynn, by the way." Kallus strode through the base, datapad in hand and eyes fixed on the new arrival. Though he tried to ignore the words of the pilots milling about, their cheerful conversation about their new favorite topic still caused his shoulders to tense ever so slightly. The Ghost's ramp dropped and the specters exited. "If it ain't my favorite defector," Zeb called out with a wave as he sauntered down ahead of the rest of the crew, smile reaching his eyes. "Hey," Sabine snorted from behind him. "Rude." Kallus returned the greeting with a smile of his own, smaller but no less genuine. "Garazeb, I see you're all back. And with an astonishing lack of carbon scoring on the Ghost, too." "I was shocked as well," Kanan mentioned, with a wry twist to his lips. Hera slapped him lightly on the arm. "What can we do for you, Kallus? Or is this a social call?" Zeb's ears perked up, and Kallus refused to address the increase in his heart rate. Kallus offered up the datapad. "This is for you, Captain Syndulla." Zeb's ears dropped, and Kallus could already feel himself reading too much into the slight motion. "Is it urgent?" Hera inquired, already glancing over the information. "Important, but not urgent," Kallus assured her. "I understand it has something to do with the various modifications for those fighters Sabine brought in recently." "You mean stole," Ezra piped up. "The fighters Sabine stole recently." "I prefer liberated from the clutches of the Empire," Sabine corrected smugly. "Whatever methods were taken in acquiring them, they were eventually brought in. I stand by my wording." Kallus sighed dryly. "Is that all?" Kanan asked, while Hera types something out onto the datapad. Playing courier seems a little low priority for Fulcrum, don't you think? Hardly, Callus dismissed. Then he turned towards Zeb. I finished my work for the day when your arrival was announced. As I was already heading in this direction, I saw nothing wrong with volunteering my services. Zeb's ears flicked back up. Missed us that much? Callus rolled his eyes and scoffed, but did not deny the claim. Zeb grinned wide enough to show his fangs. A small group of pilots passed by, nodding respectfully towards the crew of the Ghost before continuing on with their conversation. And the way Wreck covers for Wynn! I almost cried, it was too sweet! Callus thanked his ability to maintain a neutral face when all he wanted to do was grimace. And when Wynn slammed him against the wall thinking he was one of the enemy troopers! So hot, I wish a buff Twi'lek would push me up against a wall! The pilot who had just spoken seemed to realize they were still within earshot of the Ghost, face turning bright red at Hera's snort. Her compatriots laughed at her, hustling her off the landing zone with breathless, hurried apologies interrupted by their own laughter. No criffing way, Ezra groaned, slapping a hand over his face. Sabine pat him on the shoulder. I told you it was popular. Wedge recommended it to me, and he said a bunch of the other pilots had already started reading it. Give it a chance. I will not, Ezra whined. It's bad enough hearing you and Hera and Kanan talk about it the entire trip back. A cold wave swept through Callus's entire body. Callus, you've been on base. Sabine turned the conversation to him, curiosity in the tilt of her head. You've read Heart's Rebellion, right? Maintaining his composure, Callus kept his voice level as he answered. I have. It's great, right? Sabine clasped her hands to her cuirass in an unusual show of enthusiasm towards something he'd said. It was such a long trip to Mazum B that we all read it on the way. All of you? Callus inquired, heart quaking. Well, almost all, Hera corrected. Ezra and Zeb are too good for romance holonovels. Hera rolled her eyes at the aforementioned two, while Callus's heart fought itself, partially relieved and partially disappointed. I never said I was too good for it. There's nothing wrong with them, Zeb cried, throwing his hands up. They're just not for me is all. The disappointment began winning. And I told you you'd like it, Sabine pressed, crossing her arms. It has really great action scenes. I think the author must have some practical combat experience. Not to mention, it's totally pro-rebellion. I can't wait for the next chapters. The characters are complex and interesting, Hera added. And there's a lot of fun, too, Kanan contributed. Great beats of humor. Callus felt extremely touched. He held back a soft, pleased smile. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you've all said like a million times. I still don't care. It's mushy, Ezra complained sullenly. I'll take me into your big, strong arms. I'm yours. Blech. No thanks. That's a gross generalization of the genre, Kanan chided. I can't believe you like that bantha feed, Ezra continued. Then, eyes widening and shifting onto Callus like a horrified spotlight, wait, you read that bantha feed too! With the attention back on him, Callus needed to put his arms behind his back to hide the way he twitched his fingers to give physical vent to the emotions within him. Yes, I've read it. Really? Zeb's curiosity was well and truly caught, gaze focused and ears twitching. You like that sort of stuff? The entire base is talking about it, Callus deflected with honesty. It began with the pilots, but it quickly spread. And, Sabine prodded, her helmet held casually under her arm. Great, right? Callus decided on more abridged honesty. It has some very strong passages, and I do care about the characters and what happens to them. However, the romance leaves something wanting. It's not cliched, but it feels as if it is merely imitating some of the more notable examples in the genre, rather than creating something for itself. Okay, Mr. Literary Critic, Sabine scoffed. I can see that, Hera allowed, but you have to admit it's still a good read. I like to think so, Callus confirmed with a smile. Maybe I'll give it a shot then, Zeb hummed, still watching Callus with an interested expression. Panic raced up Callus's spine. If you're not particularly fond of the genre, no need to force yourself. No, don't let him change his mind, Sabine hurried out. Zeb, read it. I want to know what you think about the hand-to-hand close quarters fight scene in Chapter 7. Callus dreaded needing to discuss his romance holonovel further, But then Chopper chirped up with some information about the ghost's recent mission that perfectly shifted the direction of the conversation and reminded them all that they had places to be and command to report to. Along the way, Callus inquired about their adventures, Zeb a warm presence at his side, while the crew of the ghost recounted their mission's more ridiculous happenings, the kind that never made it into official reports. Callus relaxed for the first time in days, enjoying the way his and Zeb's arms brushed as they walked. Author's endnotes. Zeb, I've got no interest in some random romance. Callus has shown interest in the romance. Zeb, I just remembered how much I love reading, actually.